When times are tough, people look for places to cut back. At the grocery store, for example, a consumer might decide not to pay that extra dollar a pound for organic peppers. But regional organic growers say customers are staying pretty loyal to local organic food. WPSU's Emily Reddy has this story.
Sunil Patel is sifting compost in an unheated outbuilding near a snow-covered garden plot.
I usually just sort of move it back and forth and then do a shake like this.
Patel is making an organic potting soil to start plants in the greenhouse for the coming season. He's the head farmer at Greenmore Gardens outside of State College.
It was started 2 years ago as a small CSA.
CSA stands for Community Supported Agriculture, which means what it sounds like. CSA farms sell produce directly to community members, called shareholders. You pay a lump sum before the growing season, then pick up boxes of produce throughout the season. Patel is gearing up for this summer.
I'm trying to get all my shopping and planning and everything finished now. So whenever the actual doing comes, I'm very much more ready than last year.
Greenmore Gardens uses only organic growing techniques. It started 2 years ago with just a few shareholders. In the summer of 2009, during one of the worst economic downturns in decades, Greenmore grew to 45 shareholders. Patel plans to expand even more this year. He has big long-term plans for the farm's 25 acres.
It can be a pretty high-producing farm in the future. We have a lot of pasture, which I would love to grow animals on, eggs and chicken and maybe pork.
We see nothing but growth in the future.
Brian Snyder is the executive director of PASA, the Pennsylvania Association for Sustainable Agriculture. I talked with him last week at PASA's 19th annual Farming for the Future conference in State College. Men and women in plaid shirts crowded the hallways and exhibit halls of the Penn Stater Conference Center. Okay.
We have a record crowd here this week, which is an indication that even during economic hard times, our community is looking up and feeling very optimistic.
Snyder says he thinks organics at the grocery store are probably being hit the hardest. He says CSAs and farmers markets are doing better.
We ended up being completely flat at the end of the year, but my friend told me flat was the new up. So I felt good. We were flat.
Kim Tate was part of a panel discussion at the conference called Marketing Organics in Challenging Economic Times. Tate owns an organic certified farm just outside State College. It's also a CSA farm with 180 members. Tate says she's had no trouble getting members. She's full up for this year already. What she has seen drop are wholesale sales of specialty food items.
People were hard-pressed to be paying $6 and $7 for a jar of chutney or whatever it was.
To make up for wholesale losses, Tate reached out to the local community. She found groups that agreed to use her products in their fundraising drives.
My advice would be market locally. When times get tough, people are going to support local.
Fellow panelist Elaine Meter-Wilgus agreed with Tate. Meter-Wilgus owns Webster's Cafe, a local bookstore coffee shop. She told the crowd she added organic and local foods to her offerings when customers requested them.
They never learn to cook. They don't have time to cook, and they're not interested in cooking. And they said, Elaine, we love your restaurant because we can come in and we know we can pick up something for dinner that's organic and local. Listen to the customer.
Meter-Wilgus said when she started her coffee shop in 1999, she was the only one in town selling fair trade organic coffee. Then it was more about ethics.
Everyone told me I was crazy. They said, there's no market for that. And I was like, I don't care. Now the coffee shop up the street is doing local and fair trade. Yes, it costs more. But, in the end, it's the right thing to do.
Meter-Wilgus says she buys as many organic ingredients as she can.
To me, it just sort of makes sense that things should be organic when you can. There are some products that it's nearly impossible in this market to get organic.
But that's changing. Here in central Pennsylvania, consumers have more organic and local options than in the past. Pennsylvania Certified Organic is a USDA-accredited nonprofit that certifies farms as organic in Pennsylvania. According to PCO, the number of farms they certify has doubled since 2004. And that doesn't even include farms like Greenmore Gardens that use all organic growing techniques but are not certified organic. Farmer Sunil Patel.
The roots of CSA are people connected to their farmer. That's why certifying a CSA is almost redundant. The point is to have individual certification.
Greenmore Gardens does plan to get certified in the future. Certification will let the farm sell to venues that demand certified organic produce. I'm Emily Reddy, WPSU.